Hey, Tishrei, Monday the 25th of September, Rabbi Avram Chaim Zahn. Kriyas HaTorah B'Yom HaKippurim.
The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Tov Kuf Samach Vav. Yesh Mishoima. If it's a Tainis, regular Tainis Tzibur, and one of the people of the Tzibur, for whatever reason, was not fasting, so Yesh Mishoima She'ein Oimer Likres Batoira B'Tainis Tzibur. Mi shalois ana. Someone who's not fasting, so he can't get an aliyah on the tannis. For him, it's not a tannis, and therefore, he's not oleh the Torah on the tannis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quotes from the Poskim, that the Shulchan Aruch is only referring to either le mincha, where had it not been a tannis, we wouldn't be leaning, or Sunday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Where again, had it not been a Tanis, we wouldn't be late. But Monday, Sheni B'Chamishi, in the Mo'er Shachris, where even if it wouldn't be a Tanis, we would anyway be leaning. Albeit, we wouldn't be leaning by Chah, we'd be leaning the Sedra. But Lema'isa, we would be leaning. So then, Mr. Brewer brings in the name of the Poskim, even someone who's not fasting, he could get an Aliyah. Because for him also, it's a day of Kriyas HaTorah. The fact that the actual psukim, which we're actually laning, is different from laning by Echal, that's of no consequence. And therefore, when the Mechaba says that you can't call up such a person for an aliyah, it's only in a time where, had it not been a tanis, you wouldn't be able to lay. Mincha, or as a morning, not Sheni B'Chamishi. So on the basis of this psak, Says Rabbi Kivega, so what's the din on Yom Kippur? There was a story in the days of Rabbi Kivega. He brings in the tshuva of a chayla sheyesh be sakana rachman in his land, and they made a minion in his house. And he came to Kriyas HaTorah, and they asked Rabbi Kivega if they can give the chayla an aliyah. So Rabbi Kivega said, no question, of course you can give him an aliyah. Based on this Shulchan Aruch, based on this, the comment on the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, yes, the Shulchan Aruch says that someone who's not fasting on a Tanis can't get an aliyah, but the Poskim say that's only when, had it not been a Tanis, you wouldn't be laning. Imagine Yom Kippur wouldn't be a Tanis. So it would be a Yom Tov. Yom Kippur, besides being a Tanis, is a Yom Tov. On a Yom Tov we lane. So therefore, even if Yom Kippur sits, even if Yom Kippur would not be the Kriyas HaTorah on the morning of Yom Kippur is not dafka because it's a Tanis. It's a Yom Tov. And on a Yom Tov, we would lay it anyway. And therefore, says Rabbi Kivega, based on this Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim, no question about it. Shachris on Yom Kippur, laying on Yom Kippur in the morning when we lay the Avodah, for sure, a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana, despite the fact that he's not fasting, would be able to get an aliyah. Says Rabbi Kivega, it came to Mincha, and then they wanted to give the chayla another aliyah. Maybe it's a skula, Reisachanesh, Efshim after Yoina. They wanted to give him another aliyah. Maybe he paid for it. So he wanted to give him another aliyah. Rabbi Kivega said, now I had a dilemma. Now I had a sofik. And my sofik is, what is behind the takana of Chazal laning Yom Kippur to Mincha? And Rabbi Kivega says, I have two tzadim. Is the reason why we lane on Yom Kippur Mincha because it's a Tanis? Every Tanis we lane. So Yom Kippur Mincha is a Tan, no different to any other Tanis. That's the first sad. Or maybe the reason why we're laying Yom Kippur Mincha is because Yom Kippur is not Yom Tov, it's Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos, and we're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur, can't cook on Yom Kippur. So therefore Yom Kippur really is more doma to Shabbos than it is to Yom Tov. On Shabbos we lay in the afternoon, Mincha. So maybe there, maybe the Kriyas HaTorah is Al Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kivega, so it's going to depend. If the lomdas, if the reason that the color behind the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur Mincha is because it's Shabbos, then says Rabbi Kivega, for sure you can give this Chayla an Aliyah, because even if it wouldn't be a Tainis, we'd anyway lame, because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. But if you say that the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha, Yom Kippur, is because it's a Tanis, in other words, had it not been a Tanis, we wouldn't be laning, because in that it's like a Yom Tov. On Yom Tov we don't lay Mincha. So then, you would not be able to give an Aliyah to someone who's not fasting, a Chayla Sheish Pesachana, who's not fasting on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be able to give him an Aliyah to Mincha.
Isn't it third as well? If Yom Kippur is Shabbos.
Oh, I'm coming to that in a minute.
Yeah.
That's the good.
Also the content of the
Kriyas HaTorah. Yes, we mentioned before that the Mishnah Berurah says the content, that doesn't seem to matter.
Even though that by Mincha there's no other Kriya except by Chal, only on Yom Kippur it's
yeah, because the Mishnah Berurah said earlier that the Mechaber Paschas, you can't give a Chayla and Aliyah on a Tanis. But if it's a Monday or Thursday, you can. Even though it's a different Kriya. As long as there is a takana to make Kriyas HaTorah, then you can give the chayla. Since here also, are you learning something else? That doesn't seem to matter. So Rabbi Kivega said this is my sofik. So the Mefarshim say lechayla this sofik of Rabbi Kivega, even though he doesn't mention, would appear to be a machlokes elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch based on this sofik. What is behind the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha on Yom Kippur? The Mechaber Paskins in Hilchas Yom Kippur, speaking about Mincha on Yom Kippur, so the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hashlishi, the one who gets Shlishi Mincha Yom Kippur, Maftir B'Yoyna, says Maftir Yoyna, Umavarich L'Fonea U'L'Acharea, and he says the regular brachos of the Haftarah, V'im Chal B'Shabbos, like this year, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, then, says the Shulchan Aruch, then in the Haftarah of Mincha, Chosem B'Shel Shabbos. In other words, the Haftarah to Mincha, we say four brachas after the Haftarah, like we do on a regular Shabbos morning, Yom Tov morning. Finishing off with Al HaTorah, Val HaVodah, Val HaVim, Val Yom HaShabbos, and Kippurim Hazeh. And therefore, if it's Shabbos, you mention Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch.
And Yom Kippur.
And Yom Kippur, yeah. Maskei Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, "Ve'ein oimrim al haTorah ve'al avoda b'mincha." You look in our Machzerim, you'll see this is our minute. "Ein oimrim al haTorah." You don't say that fourth bracha. You don't say the bracha al haTorah ve'al avoda b'mincha. The question is, why not? What's the pshat in the Ramah? Why don't we say Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah B'Mincha? Never, not if Yom Kippur is a weekday, not if Yom Kippur is a Shabbos. We don't say Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah. So the Gaon, the Bi'ur HaGra on the Shulchan Aruch, the Bi'ur HaGra says, I'll explain you why. It's very simple. The bracha of Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah is a bracha which we make on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Says the Gaon, the Ramah held the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha on Yom Kippur is nothing to do with the fact that Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. Even if Yom Kippur would not be a Yom Tov, just a Tanis, you'd also lay and also say Haftarah. So the Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftarah of Yom Kippur to Mincha has no shaykhus to the fact that Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. It's a weekday. So therefore, says the Ramah, no, you can't say Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah V'Al Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. What's got to do? That bracha has got to do with the Yom Tov on Yom Kippur. I'm not laning now as the Yom Tov on Yom Kippur. It's got to do with Shaykhus of the Yom Tov on Yom Kippur. It's got to do with the Tainis of Yom Kippur. And therefore, that's why the Ramah says the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon. That's why the Ramah says Ein Oimrim Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah. Now, based on that Vilna Gaon, but the Shulchan Aruch says you do, but Mechaber. The Ramah Taka says you don't say Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, says you do say Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah, and you mention Shel Shabbos. So the Chayra, taking the Gaon one step further, it would appear that this is the Machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. What is the Pshat in the Gedda of the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah by Yom Kippur, by Mincha. The Mechaber held the reason why we laying is because it's Yom Kippur. It's the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. It's like Shabbos. And therefore, since it's because of the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, since it's because it's like a Shabbos, therefore when it comes to the Haftarah, Avada you should mention Yom Kippur. Because it's a Yom Tov Dikar, Shabbos Dikar Leinim. It's a Yom Kippur, not the Tannis of Yom Kippur, it's the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. Because of which Chazal were Masakin that we should lay. And therefore, says the Mechaber, just like in the morning, everyone understands, on Yom Kippur, you say, because the laying is because of Yom Kippur, the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, so Milch is the same thing. Why should there be any difference? And if it's Shabbos, you add on Shal Shabbos. Ma'ashenkin, the Ramah hell, like the Gaon says, no, that the Yom Tov of Yom, the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur, nothing of Mincha, nothing to do with the fact that it's a Yom Tov. Even if it wouldn't be a Yom Tov, it also lay because it's a regular Tanis, like we did yesterday. And therefore, says the Ramah, we don't say HaTorah of Avodah, because that's because of the Yom Tov on Yom Kippur. So it would appear that the Sofik of Rabbi Kivega is a machlekes mechaber Ramah, which is stretching it a bit. It's unlikely that Rabbi Kivega would have a sofik, leave it open, and not even mention that it's a machlekes Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, and we paskin like the Ramah. So therefore, lechayr it's a done deal.
Going to the Ramah, should we not be lining Dirshu and doing the Haftarah of?
I think Vaisa
because lining Vaichal and Haftarah.
Yeah, so Vaisa because it's the Tannis of Yom Kippur. So Chazal said this particular Tannis. We do something else. We later. The Takana was, I think there's two Takana. There's a Takana of leaning an Haftarah, and then there's a Takana what to lean, and one Haftarah to take.
Yeah.
So this particular time is because of its Kedusha and its severity. So Chazal said, here, being in Kippur, the Takana of the leaning on the time should be different. But it doesn't take away Lechera from the fact that it's. So we have Lechera play on Rabbi Kivega, he's glaring at Safi Machlek and Machaber Ramah. It's Kedusha. There's another pshat in the Ramah. Again, the Ramah said, we don't make the bracha of Al HaTorah of Al HaAvodah. The Gaon says, why not? Because the laning on Mincha, Yom Kippur, has nothing to do with the Yontov of Yom Kippur, nothing to do with the fact that it's like a Shabbos. The laning is because it's a Tannis. So why should you mention Yom Kippur? The Taz, on the Shulchan Aruch, on the side, and the Rishna Brura quotes, says another Svara. Another pshat in the Ramah. Why does the Ramah say not to say Al HaTorah of Al HaAvodah? And the Taz says, again quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why we don't say Al HaTorah of Al HaAvodah is Shaharei, says the Taz, Shaharei kva posak ho avodah mehashachar ubirech oleho shachris. Says the Taz, you've already made a bracha on the Al HaTorah of Al HaAvodah. Kva posak HaAvodah, by now, by the time we come to Mincha, the Avodah has all been done, the Avodah of the Bishamikdash has all been done. And therefore, it's not appropriate to make the bracha Al HaTorah of Al HaAvodah, Mincha and Yom Kippur. Again, Shari kva posak HaAvodah, because we've already finished the Avodah. You only make Al HaTorah of Al HaAvodah in the morning. You can't make such a bracha in the afternoon. Now, taking the what's mashma from the reason of the Taz is, on principle, the Ramah agrees to the Shulchan Aruch. On principle, the Ramah agrees to the Shulchan Aruch that it is appropriate to make the bracha Al HaTorah of Al HaAvodah of Yom Kippurim Hazeh on Mincha. It's just a technical problem. The technical problem being that since Kva Posak HaAvodah, it's not the time of the Avodah anymore. So the Ramah says you don't make the bracha Al HaTorah of HaAvodah when it's Kva Posak HaAvodah.
But it's Kabbonos in the afternoon also.
Yes, the Tom Shal Bin Rabbi, but by the time we get to Mincha Vayishta, it's already long after Chatzos. It's brought not so late, so it's, I presume that's already that all the Kabbonos which would have been brought up have been brought already. So therefore, the Ramah Be'emes on principle is agreeing to the Shulchan Aruch. You're right. But etzem, it's appropriate to say Al HaTorah of Al HaAvodah of Yom Kippur Mazeh Mincha as well, because the leading is also Yom Kippur. Now, else, there's a technical problem since Kvar Posak or Avodah. Therefore, we don't lean, and therefore we don't make this bracha. So, could the Chosi have a machlokes between the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, and the Taz why is the Ramah arguing on the Mechaba? Why is the Ramah arguing on the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says, you say Al HaTorah Ba'al HaVeda when it comes to Yom Kippur Tzedukah. No question. The Ramah says, no, you don't. Why does the Ramah say that we don't make this bracha? We have a machlokes between the Gaon and the Taz to explain the Ramah. What is the Svara? What is the reasoning of the Ramah? According to the Gaon, the reasoning of the Ramah is because this has nothing to do with the Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. This leining and this haftarah has got to do with the Taanis. And therefore, why are you mentioning, that's the bracha of haftarah has got to do with the Yom Tov, the Svara of the Gaon. The Taz says, no, the Mechaba is right, and the Ramah agrees to the Mechaba. It's got to do with the Yom Tov. And Be'etzim, it would be appropriate to say haftarah of al avoida. Navas, no, we can't make this bracha because kva posak avoida. So, come to chayis, a machlek is between the Gaon and the Taz. What is the pshat in the Ramah? Does the Ramah hold that the leining, the haftarah of Mincha and Yom Kippur, is it because it's just a plain Taanis? That's the Gaon Svara, the Gaon's pshat in the Ramah. Whereas the Taz's pshat in the Ramah is, no, the Ramah agrees to the Shulchan Aruch, the leining is Al Yom Kippur, and it fits to make the bracha be'etzim of Al HaTorah Ba'al HaVeda, but we don't because Kfar Pasach HaVeda. If so, this would appear to be the sophic of Rabbi Kivega. In other words, we started with a kasha. Rabbi Kivega has a suffix. You can't have a suffix when it's a machlek, it's a mechaber Ramah, and we pass it like the Ramah. Why is Rabbi Kivega a suffix whether you could call a chayla sheish b'sakona and for an aliyah and you kippur tzemincha? Go open a Shulchan Aruch, have a look at the mechaber, look at the Ramah, it's cut and dry.
But not all Shabbos, we never lay in Haftorah.
Yes, so...
The difference
is
that. Why are we laying in Haftorah instead of
Tanakh? Yeah, because if I start the yontif of Yom Kippur, because it's even more than Shabbos, maybe that vices this the answer when you keep us mechayv even haftorah, vices is from the Taz and from the Shulchan Aruch. It's more than Shabbos. It's Shabbos plus. It's Shabbos plus. It's not after Taanis, but it's got like a hechara kedusha. That would appear to be. So therefore, the Kvega Sothic seems to have been pshat in the Ramah. Of course, we pass like the Ramah. Of course, we don't say Al HaTorah Ba'al HaVeda. But if Kvega Sothic was, why does the Ramah hold that you don't say Al HaTorah Ba'al HaVeda? Is it because, like the Gaon says, and therefore it's because of the Taanis, so you can't give a Chodah in Aliyah? Or is it because, like the Taz says, Kvar Posak HaVeda? And Be'etzem, you would lay even if it would be a Taanis, you'd also say, and if you can't give a Chodah in Aliyah, and if you, Be'etzem, you could say the Brach. That seems to be the sophic of Rabbi Kivega. Navas, Rabbi Kivega finishes off with something which at the moment I don't have an explanation, maybe the other will be able to suggest something. Rabbi Kivega finishes off, it's in brackets, I don't know whether this is put in later, but Rabbi Kivega says that my whole sophic is only giving a chayla and aliyah, Yom Kippur mincha, in a year when Yom Kippur falls on a weekday. Or in a year when Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos like this year, then there's no problem. Of course you can give him an aliyah. Shabbos we lay. Now, Rabbi Kivega, if Rabbi Kivega would have said, of course you can give him an aliyah if he's a Kohen or a Levi, okay, I would have looked at that, would be marvelous. If this fellow's a Kohen or a Levi, and like this year, Yom Kippur is Shabbos, no question about it, you can give him an aliyah. Because even if it wouldn't be Yom Kippur, we'd also lay, and therefore, because it's Shabbos, and therefore you can give him an aliyah, no question. But Rabbi Kivega doesn't mention anything about Kohen and Levi. He says about it, he doesn't tell us the yichus of this chayla. It doesn't appear to make a difference to Rabbi Kivega. Vaistos Rabbi Kivega Gehalten, even if it's Shabbos, no question about it, you can give this chayla sheish bo sakon and aliyah, even shlishi, even haftarah. So that's a problem. Why was Rabbi Kivega happier if it's Shabbos? No problem. What does Shabbos help? Like you and Moira. On Shabbos, we don't say haftarah. Shabbos, the haftarah of Yom Kippur, zikha al Yom Kippur. And the haftarah is zikha after clear. Is it after the Taanis of Yom Kippur? Is it after the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur? But the fact that it's Shabbos, l'chayra doesn't seem to make it any easier to explain, to justify giving a chayin and aliyah. The fact that, again, kohen and levi, that's fine. But and if Rabbi Kivega would have mentioned kohen and levi, that would have also been even finer. But it doesn't. So, Tzorachin and Rabbi Kivega, maybe Taka meant kohen and levi, basically, but it doesn't mention. If Shikul Tzorachin, why Rabbi Kivega, if Rabbi Kivega meant any aliyah, why should it be okay? Okay, this is the first point. The second ha'ara, which the Mefarshim are speaking out on Rabbi Kivega, is as follows. We began with the halacha that the Mechaber Paskins in Hilchos Taanis, a chayla who is not fasting can't be called up for an aliyah. The Tshuva's Chasid Sofer has great issues, takes great issue with this Machaber. And he argues on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, I don't accept this halacha. Why? Says the Chasid Sofer, I have a time. Let's say someone, Chaylish Yisbeh Sakona, and he has to be Mechal Shabbos. The whole of Shabbos, he has to spend being Rahman al-Islam, being Mechal Shabbos. Because he's a Chaylah. So what will you say? When it comes to laning on Shabbos morning, can't give him an aliyah. He's not keeping Shabbos. Says the Chasid Sofer, that's ludicrous. It's Shabbos for him, and it's Shabbos for everybody else. Just because he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, doesn't mean it's not Shabbos for him. It's Shabbos for him. Now, Nebuch, because of his situation, he has to be Mechal Shabbos. It doesn't mean that for him it's Sunday, because he's being Mechal Shabbos, it's Shabbos for him. So therefore, since it's Shabbos for him, one of the dinim on Shabbos is you lay, so you can lay. Says the Chasid Sofer, someone is eating on Shimos of a Tanis. Nebuch, he has to eat, it's a Chayla. It's not a Tanis, it's not a day of a Tanis for him, it's a day of a Tanis for him as well, like everybody else. Now grab it, Nebuch, he has to eat because of his situation. Doesn't mean the day isn't a Tanis, the day is a Yom HaTanis, which Chazal would convey. Today is a Yom HaTanis. One of the rules of a Tanis is that we lay, Shachris and Mincha, for this person it's also a Tanis. The grand, because he's not well, so he's eating. Doesn't mean it's not a Tanis. Doesn't mean he didn't arrive. Of course it's a Tanis. The Yom is a, it's not Shivas, it's not the 16th of Tammuz for him, it's Shivas, it's Tisha B'Av, it's Tzim Gedalia. So says the Chasid Sofer, I don't understand this Shulchan Aruch. Why should it be that this poor fellow, just because he's eating, shouldn't be able to get an aliyah? Says the Chasid Sofer, if you look at the source, the Mechaber is quoting from one of the Rishonim, the Maharik. The Maharik is the one from whom this halacha comes. Says the Chasid Sofer, if you ask me, I would say what the Maharik meant was as follows. The Maharik was talking about a tzibur who fasts on Sheni B'Chamishi. Perhap. Now you have someone, part of the tzibur, who he normally fasts, but this year he's weak, so he didn't fast. Now, the Bahab cannot be called a Yoim Hatanis. It's not a Takon of Chazal. It's a minig which people have. A lot of people have to fast. But the day is not a Yoim Hatanis. See, if you're fasting, for you it's a Tanis. If you're not fasting, for you it's not a Tanis. So there, that's what the Maharik meant. That someone who's not fasting, those who are fasting, they have a Kriyas Torah Vayechal. Because for them it's a Yoim Hatanis. Someone who's not fasting, for him it's not a Tanis. So he can't get an aliyah. That's what the Maharik meant. Oh, but to say that for him it's not Shivas and Batamas, make a teisa. This is the kasha, this is the taina, which the Maharik, which the Chasid Sofer has on the Shulchan Aruch. So the Velt says, the Mefarshim say, what's the teretz of the Shulchan Aruch? Halnish does it. The Mechaber held, no, this rule applies to every Tanis. I, the taina of the Chasid Sofer, the Tanis for everybody. So they say, the Mechaber paskens, in Hilchas Tanis, that if someone is a Muberes, a Menika, a Shtikl Chayla, and it's a big tzar for them to fast, so then they're parted from the Tanis. A well-known halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah comes in the name of the Paskim, and he explains, no, in the mitzvah do we find that someone has a bit of tzar is parted from the mitzvah. Unless it's Pikuach Nefesh, then you have to do the mitzvah. So why all of a sudden, when it comes, we're not talking about pikuach nefesh, we're talking about someone who will feel distinctly uncomfortable, and it's not the pshat because it might come to pikuach nefesh. That's poshut.
What about sukkah?
Sukkah is because of tishu kentaduru. It's not because of the etzem sa. That's because you're not becoming the mitzvah. If you go there and you mitztaya, you're not doing the mitzvah at all, because the mitzvah is tishu kentaduru. If you so what's the pshat in this din? Says the Mishnah Berurah, that someone who has a shtikl tzah or a lot of tzah, he doesn't need to fast. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Poskim that the pshat is, when Chazal instituted the takana of the Tanesim, they put a clause into the Hilchas Tanis. This Tanis applies to people who fast without too much of a problem. Anybody who finds a distinct problem, a serious problem to fast, for them, we never made this takona. So it's not the pshat, the be'etzem is a tanis, and you need a heter for that. If you need a heter, you have to be pikuach nefesh. Since there's no other exit clause from mitzvahs besides pikuach nefesh. Marsha Ikein by Tanesim, we don't need a heter. Meikara, from the beginning, when Chazal made this takana, when they said you have to fast on Tisha B'Av and Shavuot of Tammuz, etc., etc., they said this tanis applies for people who are able to fast without too much difficulty. Anybody who has a good reason not to fast, even though it's not pikuach nefesh, for them we were not masaken this as a tanis.
So why are they not allowed to eat
Busa
and other
Madan
on a day like this?
I don't know who says they're not allowed to.
Yeah, that's brought down.
It's brought down?
That's a
frown,
yes.
Stop, I imagine that.
Once you've got a hat, you still shouldn't be massaged.
Yes, I think that's possible. Yeah. You shouldn't take advantage. Yeah, I don't think in the chat is because that, the guy with that, you're Makan Batanis. I think it's pretty, you shouldn't. With the rest of Klani, Iman Nechi Betzara, with the rest of Klani. So, oh, for you, it's like a not a Tanis, but you should be that Iman Nechi Betzara. But better, according to that explanation, the Mepharshim say, now you can understand the Shulchan Aruch, that someone on a Tanis who's not feeling well and is eating, so you can't give him an aliyah. So the Chassid Sofer asked the question, what are you talking about? Shabbos, you could get an aliyah even if he's Bechal Shabbos, because it's Shabbos. So it's not Shiwas of Tammuz for this fellow. The Torah says, you're right, it's the 17th day of Tammuz, but it's not Yom HaTanis. Chazal never included him in the Tanis. He's not subject to the Takon of the Tanis. For him, it's Takonot Yom HaTanis. If I say, you can't give him an aliyah. Fine. The problem with this is applying this rule to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Deraisa. Not the Rabbana. The mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur is a mitzvah saseh deraisa, ve'nisem esnaf shaseicha. The only heta not to fast on Yom Kippur is pikuach nefesh. Nothing less than pikuach nefesh. The fact that they were not the sakin doesn't apply. Now Rebbe Kivega took this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, which applies to all Tanesim, that someone who's not fasting can't get an aliyah, and Rebbe Kivega applied it and transplanted it onto Yom Kippur. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't before say it on Yom Kippur, but the Rebbe Kivega understood that the same halacha which applies to any other Tanis applies also on Yom Kippur. Now, according to the explanation which we've given to answer the kasha of the Chassid Sofer, on other Tanisim we have a good, a plausible way of understanding why you can't give this fellow an aliyah. Because Chazal, when they made the takana of the Tanis, didn't include such people. For you, it's not a Tanis. Obi and Kippur, of course it's a Tanis for you. It's not much to say the Shabbos. We have the kasha of the Chassid Sofer back. How could it be? How could it be giving a shtel tzu? That over here, the someone who's not fasting on Yom Kippur, he can't get an aliyah. For him, it's not Yom Kippur. For him, it's not a day of Tanis. Bishlomo, it's the Rabbanon. She was of the Tammuz. So Chazal, when they made the Takana, didn't include such people. So Nochanama, for you, it's not a Yom HaTanis. I understand. Of Yom Kippur, it's Deraisa. Of course it comes to everybody. And someone who's not able to fast, for him, it's a Tanis as well. He has to eat. How can Rebbe Kivega, according to the explanation which we've given, how can he stel tzu the din of the Shulchan Aruch to Yom Kippur? Vice to is from Rebbe Kivega, that Rebbe Kivega understood that the takana of Kriyas HaTorah on a Tanis is not because of the day, no, the takana was for Misanim. The takana was not machmas the yom, not because of the day, because of the day is a day of tanis, therefore Chazal said you got to lay, it's for the fasters, because of the time misanim. Misanim, Chazal said to make a takana, misanim, or b'chir to have a, there's a takana of Kriyas HaTorah on the tanis. So again, kipshutai, the pshat is, the Chazal would kaveh, on a day of tanis, there's a takana of Kriyas HaTorah. And on that, the problem is, for everybody, it's a day of apparently, according to Rebbe Kivega, seems to have understood that Takana was not the day of the Tanis is Mechayev Kriyas HaTorah. It's for the Misanim. It's Takana on the Misanim. Misanim, a bunch of Misanim, obviously it's going to be of a day of Tanis, but a bunch of Misanim on Mechayev Kriyas HaTorah. If that's the case, now Rebbe Kivega has a good sophic. Yom Kippur, if you're not fasting, you're not a Misanim. The Takana of Kriyas HaTorah was not sent for you. Maybe we can't give you an aliyah. That, by this, is the opinion of Rebbe Kivega. Let's go.